So the last time I was on this stage, I was playing in a band, but as JP says, in a slight come down in the cool stakes, I am going to be talking today about the buses. Specifically, I think most people are probably familiar with these. A lot of bus stops in Oxford, it's a wonderful thing. You can see when the next bus is going to turn up. If you're like me, you really hate waiting for the bus, and anything which lets you know how long you're going to have to suffer that for is an excellent thing. Unfortunately, a lot of bus stops don't have them, so you don't know when the next bus is. And sometimes you're just not at a bus stop. You're in the pub. Should I leave now and get the bus, or should I have another pint? That's quite useful to know. And at the moment, it's not really very easy to do. It would be really nice if there was a great mobile website that made it really easy to find that information. If only. The Oxontime website, which you'll see advertised at stops, looks like this. If you're on a mobile phone, you'll see in the bottom left, if you're very lucky, you'll see it says text only, which is quite helpful. And then you get this. And if you want to read through the text, you'll find this at the bottom, bus stop search. And you'll tap that and you'll see lots of different options. And if you can be bothered to figure out which is the relevant one, maybe you'll think, oh, well, I live near Mansell Way, so I'll type in Mansell Way under stop name. And you'll get this. And then one's going in one direction, one's going the other, and I don't know which is which, so I'll try one, and I don't actually want to go to Blackbird Lees, so I'll go back, and then I'll try the other one, and eventually I found the information I'm looking for. But I think you can appreciate, on a mobile phone, seven, eight screens is a few too many, and there's too much user input. I think this kind of information, it should be easy to get to. You shouldn't have to type things in or click through a billion screens to get information. What you should really be able to do is go to a website and have it just tell you. So I built a site called Oxbus. If you go to oxbus.co.uk on your mobile phone, it will ask for permission to read your location. Once you give it that permission, it will just find the bus stops that are near you. If you want to see more buses from a particular bus stop, you tap show more and it shows them. If you don't actually know where the stop is, you tap show on map and it shows you where it is and it gives you directions. You don't have to type things in. You don't have to click a billion links. You just get the information you're looking for, and it's easy. I'm going to talk really quickly about the tech that's behind it. It's built using Flask, which is a Python kind of micro framework. It's really nice for this sort of thing. It doesn't have a lot of complex databases behind it. You're just pulling information in and putting it out. I'm figuring out the location using a great JavaScript library called GeoJS. Which just means you get the cross-platform location data and you don't have to mess about worrying about that too much. In a wonderful decision, all of the location on public transport stops was released. You can get it from data.gov.uk. So I get your location and then I just query against that database of what are the stops nearby. The unfortunate part is actually finding what the buses are. There isn't an API for this. There isn't a really great way of getting that information. You just have to look at the consumer website. So I'm looking at the Oxontime website and I'm scraping it with a Python library called Beautiful Soup, which is very nice, but it's kind of inefficient. So when I get those results, I'm caching them for just a minute to hold on to them. So if you know everyone after this talk decides to suddenly try and try Oxbus.co.uk, it's not going to fall over by making lots and lots of requests to this inefficient server. Obviously, all of the maps and directions are just done with Google Maps, Google Directions, and you can just have a look at it on GitHub if you're interested. But the wider point I really want to make is that, as I kind of said, getting the data out of this is really inefficient and it's really brittle. I'm just scraping a consumer-facing website. So if they change the markup on their pages, suddenly everything breaks. That's not really a very good situation. There should be really a good kind of API for this sort of thing. And the reason why is that I don't think local government should have to provide every consumer service you can imagine. I don't think that it's a necessarily great use of council resources to want to do mobile sites for the bus times. But I do think that they should make the data available, because when you make the data available, people are quite happy to build things that will use that data and do something with it. And at the moment, it's quite difficult, and it's make it easy for people. It's nice. When you make things open, people do things they didn't imagine. Now, this is quite an obvious thing, but all of the tech that stands behind this, because you made by people who didn't make it so that someone could make a bus site, they made it for whatever reason. and made that available. And I think that's a wonderful thing. So if you are interested, go to octopus.co.uk and you will be able to get the bus times for Oxford. If you're in London, londonb.us will give you bus times in London. Also, just mentioned for m.ox.ac.uk. I've subsequently learned also will give you similar information on bus times. The code's all on GitHub if you want to have a look. The bus scraper can be abstracted out to lots of other regions around the country, and I'd love to talk to people who are interested. Thanks a lot.